This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, Treacle, it's Scott Mills here with my daily BBC Radio 1 podcast. Starting with a bit of classic Mills gold for you from back in the day. This is when we busted a bloke who was going around trying to pull girls by pretending to be Vernon Kay's brother.
Hello?
Hello, is that Stephen?
It is.
Hi, Stephen. My name's Bob Chapman. I'm the manager of Pound Saver in Little Lever.
Right.
Do you know us? We're on the Market Street in Little Lever.
Yeah, I think.
Anyway, I got your number from a girl called Mel, and she said it'd be all right to phone you, so I hope you don't mind.
Right.
I'm on the Market Street in Little Lever committee, and cool. it's my job to find someone to switch on the Christmas lights this year.
Right.
And Mel said that you were Vernon Kay's brother, is that right?
Yeah.
So I was kind of wondering if there was any chance that Vernon might be interested in switching the lights on in Market Street and Little Lever this Christmas. Christmas, it's more like October, it just gets earlier and earlier, doesn't it, every year?
Yeah, I don't know, I mean, he's a busy guy, you know, he's a busy guy, you know, being busy in TV and all that. You know, you've always booked up for me. I could do, I suppose.
Would you be able to maybe ask him for me?
Yeah, I could try for you.
I mean, I appreciate he's very, very busy.
Yeah.
But, we love, on the committee, we love that programme he does, that Saturday Night Takeaway.
Right, that's not actually him.
So would you ask Vernon for me then?
I could, yeah.
Shall I give you my number? Actually, if you hang on just a minute, right? Is that all right? Can I just pass you on to my assistant and he'll get you details?
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Hiya.
Could you just give me a couple of details about Vernon, please? Because, as you know, we want to treat him with the utmost respect when he turns on the Christmas lights. Could you just give me kind of some idea of his preferences as to what kind of drinks he and his wife might like when they come down to open the Christmas fete and put on the lights at Little Lever? And could you just tell me kind of what kind of food he's into, please?
Crisps.
Right, crisps. Any particular flavour?
Cheese and onion.
Okay, so we've got cheese and onion. And would there be a possibility that you could possibly, maybe we could get two for one here, maybe you could speak to his wife, Tess, you know, and then we could do a deal, let's say we pay Vernon, and then hopefully if you could have a word, twist his arm, he could bring Tess down to turn on the Christmas lights as well, and then that would be a bigger spectacle. Maybe we could get in the Bolton Evening News then.
Right.
Because what we want you to understand is, because Vernon is kind of, as well as Peter and Stu Francis, of course, he is a big figure in Bolton, and it would be a real coup to get him to turn on the lights. So we really would, you know, we'd really appreciate it if you could pull out all the stops. I mean, maybe we could send you some crisps to give to Vernon.
Yeah.
Do you think that would help?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what about if you got back to us, let's say, in 5 minutes?
Right.
Would that be possible? You speak to him and then get back in touch with us. And how many brothers has he got?
Three brothers.
Three brothers? I think you're lying there, mate. I've only got one brother. You're speaking to your brother. This is Vernon Kerr.
Come on! Love that. You have got one brother, haven't you?
Yeah. Genius.
Love that. Thanks so much, Vernon.
No problem, Scott.
Do you know if your brother does actually go around pubs in Little Lever pretending, copping off with women?
But the scary thing is, when he said, my brother's called Stephen.
Is he?
Yeah, that wasn't my brother.
It wasn't?
No.
Crisps. That was good.
Crisps.
Cheese and onion.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Hope you're okay today. Hello to all the new listeners. Hello to all the people stuck in delays. Bit of raconteurs, bit of Outcast for you. And the new Alicia single. Here we go, one of them listening. Coming up in just a minute.
You've added her to your list of impressions.
I've got a new one as well. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, go on then.
I've perfected my Glyn off of Big Brother.
I love Leah. I love Leah.
Is that good? I don't know.
I think that's quite good.
Like, yeah? Slightly avid Marian.
I love Leah.
You be the judge on 8199.
Where's he from? France?
Wales.
Oh, right, okay.
Wayne in Halifax has been on saying, Mills, if it's the last thing you do, you have got to make Chopper take Lloyd with him
for a drink
with the England manager tomorrow night.
No, I'm not thinking that's a very good idea. I think I might take Laura with me.
We've just had the most interesting conversation ever in this studio. Want to explain what happened?
I give up. I really, really do give up. She said to me, who's the new England captain? I went, Terry. She went, Terry who? Terry Venables?
Who?
He's about 60.
And then my favourite.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to Sven then?
Give me strength.
No, but what did happen to Sven?
Oh, woman!
McLaren, who is that? Sounds like, does he make prams or something?
Seriously, I can't even look at her. I'm so disgusted with her at the moment. Scott Mills. The consensus on the text is that that impression is you sound like Popeye. It's rubbish. It's rubbish.
Last night, the Big Brother contestants had to make jingles for the task because they're all doing a show on Big Brother FM. Now, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we advertised your job in the paper because we thought you were getting a little bit slack.
Yeah.
I didn't need to because they're all right there in the Big Brother house at the moment. And as soon as they come out, I am snapping them all up. Check this out.
Glyn, please start recording your jingle now.
Okay. that wasn't part of the jingle.
I'll leave.
Are you ready? Because I am ready. Are you ready? Because I am ready. Are you ready? Because I am ready. DJ Glyn. DJ Glyn. Welsh boy, DJ Glyn. DJ Glyn. DJ Glyn. Welsh boy, DJ Glyn. On Big Brother FM, Big Brother FM. Big Brother FM, Big Brother FM. DJ Glyn. DJ Glyn. Welsh boy, DJ Glyn.
Right. So that's what they think radio jingles sound like. When was the last time they listened to radio, do you think? 1982 or something.
Hello, Leah. I love Big Brother FM.
I can't do anything apart from I love you. Otherwise it goes wrong.
Nice jingle though.
Yeah. Also, Ashleen's was predictably ghetto.
Big bro, big bro, big bro. New show, new show, new show. New flow, new flow, new flow. Big bro, bigger, bigger, bigger bro.
I'm not signing her up, but I am signing the next person up because she is brilliant.
Hot topics, hot topics, hot topics. With Imogen, Imogen, Imogen. Big Brother, Big Brother, Big Brother, Big Brother, Big Brother FM.
You know, like, the news in briefs that they have on page 3 of The Sun?
Yes.
Where, like, the page 3 model gives an opinion on the news of the day?
Yeah.
We could get Imogen in every day just to tell us about the hot topics of the day. What do you think? I think that'll work.
No!
What have we done this week? We've dressed Laura up as a nun and got her chucked out of a pub.
Yeah.
We did the poo in the bag story again.
Yeah.
And we have made you sing rude stuff down the phone to Pat Sharp. Now, people have accused this show of dumbing down recently. However, with Imogen on board, like I said, it could all change.
Right. Our hot topics today are... Right, the first one is, should Britain clamp down on immigration? And we have a caller on line one.
Hello, line one.
Hello.
What's your name?
Pete.
You too. Who are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Britain.
Anyway, Pete, give me the answer to this question. Should Britain clamp down on immigration?
The answer is no. The more people we have, the more parties we can have.
Right then. So that's the answer to that question.
Yeah, that is more highbrow than us, actually. Yeah, now you mention it.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1, hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
This is Katrina.
Katrina, where are you?
Just outside Birmingham. We're on our way to London, and I really need you to ask Madonna to please delay her show tonight. We're running late. Our flights are cancelled from Glasgow today, and we really need her to start maybe an hour later,
right,
so we can just make it.
So your flight got cancelled from Glasgow, so you're driving down?
Yeah, we had to. Yeah, the flights were cancelled, so we had to hire a car, and with me and my two sisters, Alison and Helen, driving from Glasgow into London.
You've reached Birmingham, have you?
Yep.
Well, it's not too bad at the moment.
I know.
I know. You must have motored it. What time did you leave Glasgow?
About 12:30.
Yeah, doing well. Yeah. Well, you've called the right man, I think.
That's right. I know that Madonna is a big fan of this show, Katrina.
Good.
And I know that she often listens in her dressing room while she's getting ready for a show, right?
Right.
So, I mean, just leave me out of it if you want, and you can make a personal appeal direct to her now if you want.
Are you kidding?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Hello, is that Madonna?
No, she's not actually on the phone.
Oh, okay.
I could be her if you want.
Hello! No, she's not actually there. No,
all right.
She's in her dress, but she'll be listening to Radio 1 in her dressing room.
Hi,
Madonna. Hello.
Hi, Madonna. It's Katrina calling.
No, do it properly. Okay. Go.
Hi, Madonna. Can you please start your show about an hour... but an hour later,
mess up, love.
We're going to make it. We're going to make it.
Right, start again. Right, more heartfelt, okay?
Go. Okay. Please, Madonna, start your show about an hour later. We're going to make it. We just don't want to miss any of it. So make sure just start it a little bit later, please, so we can see everything. Because we love you.
And in an ideal world, what time would you like the concert to start?
Maybe about 8:30 would be perfect.
Okay, I can put a request in for that. All right,
that'd be great.
You know, in the film In Bed with Madonna, when she started to self up for shows on that tour, they all got into like this group hug thing and prayed.
They don't do it anymore.
They listen to you.
Instead, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so let's do that.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we'll do that.
So 8:30, 9 o'clock, if possible. All right.
Yeah.
Madonna, you've got my number. You know who to call. Thanks, Katrina. Yeah.
Okay.
Love you, Scott.
Love you too.
This is One National Radio One.
Now, do you remember Darren? We told this story earlier in the week. He took a girl out on a date to quite a posh restaurant in New York. And after the date, she never returned his call. Now, obviously, he was quite miffed about this. But she was very surprised when she started getting messages like this from him on her voicemail.
Hey, Joe and Darren. Look, I was hoping you were going to do the right thing here. Disappointed, but I'm hoping you're going to turn around and do the right thing because I don't want to really keep calling you and emailing you and, issuing you a summons, but it's your call for $50. I suggest you do the right thing. You ate the food, you drank the wine, you said you were going to call, you never called, it's been 2.5 weeks, so what do you want me to do? You took advantage as far as I can see, and so, my policy, it's, first date, we go Dutch, you said you wanted to go out a second time, so I picked up the bill. End of story, but you never called me back after 2.5 weeks. So I'm asking for the money, and so I'm hoping you're going to do the right thing. Just get it done, drop it in the mail, and say sayonara, which is what I'm hoping you're going to do. Do the right thing here. Don't take advantage of people. You ate the food, you drank the wine, you didn't call back in 2.5 weeks. Do the right thing. Bye.
He is absolutely unbelievable.
You ate the food, you drank the wine. Do the right thing.
There are now Do the Right Thing t-shirts as well circulating around America. I'm going to issue a summons. You took advantage. It's unbelievable.
Hey, sorry for any inconvenience. This is Darren calling. I just got off the phone with the general manager of China Grill. I asked the person to reach out to you directly, and you can just, take it as you wish. If you want to settle the matter directly with China Grill and pay half of your share, it's probably the best way to go. So the person will be calling you up, hopefully, by end of day today. As you said, you offered to pay once, twice, so do it, put some money where your mouth is. Look, I'm looking to settle this nicely, but, do the right thing. Bye.
End of message.
So when they went to pay, did she say, let's go Dutch? Yeah.
She got her purse out, or whatever they call them in America, didn't she? And then
he said, I'll get this one.
Because
he thought there'd be a second date.
Now,
someone has written a song about this. It's David Kraut. Thank you very much for sending this in, David. We like this a lot. The full story of the Darren tapes, it's quite unbelievable, on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Here's the song, which is called Do the Right Thing.
Take advantage of people. You ate the food, you drank the wine, you call back in great thing.
Had a date starting with a J. I was cute and tall and funny. In the end, you asked if you could pay. I said, baby, save your money. Then you said you called, you didn't. Thought you'd be forgiven, but I want my money back. Baby, I'm not kidding, 'cause you ate the food.
You eat the food, you drink the wine, do the right thing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Katrina?
Yes.
You know, I just spoke to you a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Right, Madonna's been on.
On?
To me.
Has she?
Yep. She says 8:30 to 9 will be absolutely fine.
Are you joking?
No, not at all.
Excellent.
All right?
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. That was so worth it.
All right, well, thank her. Don't thank me.
Okay, thanks, Madonna. Thank you. We love you.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.